This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guru. Ever feel like your brain's on autopilot? Like you're just scrolling through life instead of actually living it? You know that feeling when you spend an hour on social media and suddenly realize you haven't accomplished anything but a heightened sense of FOMO? Yeah, me too. And that's why we're diving deep into the impact screen time has on our creativity and productivity today. Because let's face it, we live in a world glued to screens. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, updates, and endless streams of information. It's like living in a never-ending digital buffet, tempting, addictive, but ultimately leaving us feeling unsatisfied and depleted. So what does all the screen time do to our brains? Well, it's not just about the hours spent staring at a glowing rectangle. It's about the dopamine hit we chase with every notification, like, or comment. This constant craving for instant gratification can actually hijack our brain's reward system, making it harder to focus on tasks that require sustained attention and deep thinking, the very things that fuel creativity and productivity. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from the digital shackles and reclaim your creative power. 1. Mindful consumption is key. Think of your screen time like a delicious meal, savor it, enjoy it, but don't overdo it. Be intentional about what you consume and how much time you spend online. And follow accounts that drain your energy, mute notifications that pull you away from important tasks, and schedule specific times for checking emails and social media. 2. Embrace the power of disconnection. You know those offline vacations where you disconnect from the digital world? They are not just about escaping reality, they are about giving your brain a chance to recharge and reconnect with itself. Try spending at least an hour each day completely unplugged, go for a walk, read a book, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts. 3. Fuel your creativity. We often think of creativity as something that magically appears out of thin air. But it actually thrives on inspiration, which comes from diverse experiences and genuine human connection. So get out there and explore. Attend art exhibitions, join a book club, strike up conversations with strangers. The more you expose yourself to new ideas and perspectives, the richer your creative well will become. 4. Make time for flow. Ever get lost in an activity so much that you forget about everything else? That's called for a state of complete immersion and focus. Identify activities that bring you joy and allow you to tap into your creative potential, writing, painting, playing music, cooking, anything that sparks your passion. Make time for these activities regularly, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. 5. Celebrate the small wins. Creativity isn't always about grand masterpieces. Sometimes it's about finding joy in everyday moments. Acknowledge and celebrate your creative efforts, no matter how small they may seem. This helps build momentum and keep you motivated on your journey. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who dreams of finishing her novel but finds herself constantly scrolling through social media instead of writing. She's feeling overwhelmed, unmotivated, and trapped in a cycle of procrastination. Her creativity is stifled by the constant digital distractions, leaving her feeling drained and defeated. But here's the good news: Sarah can break free from this pattern. By implementing mindful consumption habits, scheduling dedicated writing time, and embracing activities that inspire her, Sarah can reclaim her creative power and finally finish her novel. She can start saying no to distractions, yes to inspiration, and watch her creativity flourish. Remember, folks, taking back control of your screen time isn't about becoming a digital hermit, it's about using technology intentionally and consciously. It's about making space for things that truly matter. Connecting with ourselves, others, and the world around us. So go forth and unleash your inner creative genius. Embrace the power of disconnection, fuel your imagination, and watch as your productivity skyrockets. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a digital detox, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those screens in check and your creativity flowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.